1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The suspect in last fall's deadly shooting in Colorado Springs is expected to take a plea deal to state murder and hate crime charges.
23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who is non-binary, is accused of walking into the LGBTQ plus club last November and opening fire, killing five victims. Under Colorado law, survivors and families must be notified of a pending plea deal. Survivors tell ABC News they have been told Aldrich is expected to strike a plea deal, likely pleading guilty to charges that would keep them in prison for life. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden is hosting business leaders to find ways to slash or eliminate so-called junk fees for tickets, travel, and other consumer goods. The president meeting with representatives from Live Nation, SeatGeek, and Airbnb, among others. The crowded field of 2024 presidential hopefuls is growing. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez throwing his hat into the ring for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News. The exact charges against Marine veteran Daniel Penny will be unsealed during his arraignment on June 28th. A grand jury in New York City returned an indictment yesterday in connection with the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more.
Neely had a documented history of mental illness, and witnesses told police he had been threatening and harassing passengers, though Penny was not specifically targeted. Neely's family responding to the indictment through their attorney, saying Daniel Penny's indictment is the right result for the wrong he committed. We will continue to fight on behalf of Jordan as this process moves forward.
Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges. Vatican officials say Pope Francis is expected to leave the hospital tomorrow. He's recovering from abdominal surgery. Two-time Oscar winner Glenda Jackson has died. Jackson won two Academy Awards for Women in Love in 1971 and A Touch of Class in 1974. Glenda Jackson was 87. Rena Roy, ABC News.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Despite some recent light rain, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that nearly half of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate drought. The drought, which covers most of northwestern Wisconsin, as well as nearly the entire southern third of the state, is up to 46%, which is a rise from 25% a week ago. Additionally, over 90% of the state is considered abnormally dry. The National Weather Service is forecasting a significant chance of above-average temps and below-normal precipitation for the state for the next 6 to 10 days. An air quality advisory has been issued for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin through midnight. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. And UW-Eau Claire named Jason Vertigo as its new athletic director. He previously was the AD at Hamline University in St. Paul. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson.
351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies and haze today with a high near 77. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 53. And Friday sunny with a high around 81.
Clean ingredients and bold flavors are the hallmarks of 30 Bales and Hopkins. Their signature burgers, seasonal salads, and carefully crafted entrees celebrate the best of the Midwest. Located across the street from the Hopkins Center for the Arts at 1106 Main Street with plenty of free parking. More at 30bales.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick. And right away from the top of the show, Robert Pilot is kind enough to join us. Native Roots Radio, I Am Awake, on in the 5 p.m. hour. We will good pleasure to have him on the air with us to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling today that rejected a challenge to a federal law aimed at keeping Native American children within the foster care system in Native American homes. Robert Pilot, kind enough to talk about this ruling as it came down. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Matt. Always love coming on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you on the show. And once again, to everyone out there, Robert's show just moved back to the 5 o'clock hour as nature intended. Following me, it's me and then Robert. If you are not listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, you are wrong. It is a fantastic show. That absolutely gives you a perspective of Native American issues from the Native American perspective, and it will help you understand a lot more about these complicated issues as opposed to, no, it isn't. And the reality is that this is, we need to actually start paying attention and doing what we were supposed to do with the treaties and following through to Native American rights. And so you'll learn all about that in Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, which kind of piggybacks into what's going on here. 7-2 ruling here. They upheld the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and the significance of this ruling?
Well, you know, one of the ways that I believe, at first, the government, in the last 500 years, we've been trying to protect ourselves as first peoples of this nation. And one of the ways they tried was getting kids adopted. And, you know, we talked a few times, Matt, I know about the documentary Finding Cleo that was out of Canada. It's an 8-part series, and it talks about the 60s scoop. And in Canada, that's what it's called, when kids were taken from their family and put out for adoption. And now the ruling in 1978 stopped that, there's... At the time, there was 35% of all Native American children removed from the Native population. And that's significant. That is taking away our people and put out for adoptions. Our children and our relatives don't know anything about their culture. And that's a way for us to be, wiped out on this hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And we've been fighting back. And with ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act that was established in 1978 has slowed this down and literally stopped it. And what that means is that first rights are to the family, to this person that's needs a family to be hooked up with their family, which means then they're also hooked up with their culture, who they are, who their family is, and the language. And that is so significant for anyone to know who they are, and I just have to say this too, Matt, before I forget, I really wanted to say this and bring this up, is the people that were fighting this for free are the oil companies and the people that were putting pipelines through Standing Rock and Line 3. These are the people that are supporting this because they want to get rid of our sovereignty. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to come into our lands and take our minerals and take everything. And that's one of the most amazing things, the old cliche, follow the money. I wanted to bring that up, that this family during this, that had this child, this native child, was being supported by oil companies and mineral rights companies. They were paying for their lawyers. And that, to me, is just an amazing fact that isn't talked about a lot.
The case Brackeen versus Halland, this basically it's a Texas couple. They had adopted already one Native American child. There was a stepsister that had been living with them. They wanted to adopt it, but the I believe it's the Navajo Nation said no, we're not going to allow this. And once again, as you pointed out there, before the IWCA was adopted, between 25 and 35% of all Native American children were being taken from their homes and placed with adoptive families, foster care, boarding schools that weren't Native American. So this was needed to preserve the Native American culture and, once again, the sovereignty, because this is the important thing. Brackeen,
right.
Their argument was that this was a racial thing. But as the Supreme Court quite bluntly pointed out, this isn't racial. This is political. This is right. A tribal nation. This would be the same thing if we had a treaty with England, treaty with China or Japan or anything like this. This is a treaty with the Native American nations, and that their national rights supersede this. And so it was refreshing to see that once again, we actually have started to see some of these rulings come down in favor of, well, the bare minimum, agreeing to the treaties, the bare minimum of what was promised.
You know, Matt, I just want to say this, too. I was at the Four Sisters Market in Minneapolis on Franklin Avenue, and WCCO Television was there, and they interviewed me. And one of the things they asked, Matt, which was really interesting, how many people do I know that this will affect directly was the question. And I was taken aback by that question because of what does it matter, one. And two, my answer was, this affects all our kids, all our children in the next seven generations. This is about, like you said, sovereignty. This was the attack on sovereignty. This is the attack where, you know, somebody like Trump can put up a casino right next to our casino or you know, just it's more about, you know, the children in the next seven generations not being stolen from us.
Well, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Who cares if it's zero? It's just this is not right, right. That the Native American nations don't have a say in their own citizens. And that is and it's that blunt. I mean, if you want to put it into lawyer speak, I guess that's the way to do it. The Native American nations have a right to dictate what's right for their citizens, just as England has for English people and the Irish have for the Irish and the Canadians have for the Canadians. They have a right. And to basically, it doesn't matter how many people you may know or someone else may know. This is just, you can't infringe on the Native American national rights, which have been infringed on mightily over the years. But finally, we're starting to get some basic rulings that are saying, yes, these treaties do supersede even the constitutional law.
Right. And if you read the Constitution, treaties do supersede the Constitution and yep. laws. And they just haven't been followed or acted on. And we talk about this on Native Roots Radio, too, is that the treaties work both ways. And they're protecting not only sovereign nations, but American citizens, too. So it's not a one-sided thing when you sign a treaty. And I think that's one of the bad raps that we hear about that. And I just got to say this, too. ICWA law came out in 1978. So that wasn't 300 years ago, 200 years ago that we didn't have this right. This was when I was a 17-year-old, a junior in high school. Just like the Freedom of Religion Act, we couldn't do our own religion. Native Americans couldn't practice their own religion until 1978 legally in this country. And supposedly this country was based on the freedom of religion. So, again, there's a lot of different whose laws, who's getting, you know, who's a citizen? Who is the people running this country? Who's the people that are you know, benefiting from this.
Mm-hmm. The two votes were against. I'll let you take a wild guess at which two clown cars on the Supreme Court ruled against this. Of course,
well, I know one of them that should be in prison.
Yeah, Thomas and Alito were the two knuckleheads. Alito doing this. I'm just going to read this to you just to tell you still how far we have yet to go. This is Alito in his dissent. He was saying that the federal law has often resulted in custody cases omitting what's in a child's best interest. This is a white guy telling Native Americans, we need to take your kids away from you and put them in with white households because we, as white people, know what's best for you. Once again, this is not the 1800s. This is 2023. And here is a Supreme Court justice still putting out this crap.
Yeah. It's an amazing too. And I just want to say, I know we don't have too much more time, but I wanted to just give a quick shout out to you, Matt, and all the work. And I really consider you a major, what we call white ally, for the Native cause. And we need people like you to be our allies. You know, there's only, 3%. Native Americans in the state of Minnesota. And so that's 97% of the people that aren't Native American, but appreciate us. And then I've listened to your show many times talking about our issues, and I really appreciate that. And I think we're here to, Native Roots Radio too, is to educate our allies. And I really appreciate all the work you've done all these years that I've been listening to your show, and that's been a long time.
You know, if I may, Robert, there is one thing I mentioned to you, and I talked on the air here. I went to that St. Louis Park powwow, which, by the way, if you've not been to a powwow, they're a hoot. You need to go. They're good fun, man. Yeah. They are good fun, and I was there. And of course, what happens is someone from the St. Louis Park schools that helped put the powwow on, came on out and did their traditional, we'd like to recognize we are on Native American land. Mm-hmm. The host, who was Native American, came on out and said, I need to make sure we say something. It's nice that you say that, but that's like someone coming up to you saying, I'm going to acknowledge this is your purse, but I'm still going to take it. And I thought that really resonated with me. And it started me down a path of thought about how do we, as the white population here, make this right? Because the Native Americans, and not just the Native Americans, but the ancestors of the enslaved African Americans as well, there are undeniable wrongs here that need to be corrected. And, you know, there's sometimes talk about, oh, well, we need to get land back and stuff like this. And I don't know how there's complications on a lot of that there. I mean, I wish it was something so easy, but I just did some math. The annual retail sales of this country is $5,500,000,000. Okay. If we put into place a one hundredth of a cent tax nationally on retail, 1/100th of a cent. So that basically for every $100 you spend, it costs one penny. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you do the math on that, it will be basically $550 million each year. No one would even miss it. No one would even miss it. It would be a fraction of a fraction that would be rolled into this. We would create $550 million, and that would be a fund that we could send to the Native Americans and to the enslaved African American descendants as retribution for what had happened. And I think that is something that we need to start actually thinking about, that because we could implement that. It would not be anything anyone would. No one's going to sit there and scream, I want my penny back. No one's going to do that. And so you could do that, and you would end up creating at least a nice fund where we can get the money to the Native Americans, and you know, they can use it however they want, however they want to do it, development, investment, however they want to do it, protect their lands, heaven forbid. You know, they could do a lot of things with it. And I think we need to start having some discussions on something so simplistic as that. And you know, saying we need to make this right. Does that make any sense? Would that be a good idea?
What makes sense to me, and I just have to say this, is that 97% of the tribes out there, of the 540 recognized tribes, do not have a casino, do not have any extra income. So that does make sense to me. And I want to just say another thing about land acknowledgments, too. Mm-hmm. Land acknowledgments are for white people. So
yes.
if they ask me to do it now, I gracefully say, no, this is for you guys. You can read it. It's nice for me to read over who you're acknowledging here. But, you know, they stopped asking me to do land acknowledgements when I would say my land acknowledgement is give us our land back. but that doesn't go over well. And then they don't want to give you that per diem or what that little check. But to come in there and be your token Indian. But, yeah, just to let your audience know, the land acknowledgements are for you guys.
Yeah.
We know where we're from.
Yeah. And it's something that it's about. That's about white guilt. And white guilt only goes to white people. This is something, if you really want to start solving this problem, I don't know, $550 million a year, which no one would miss, is a good place to start.
It's half of a B-1 bomber. One less a year.
We'll have a big fight with the military then because they don't want to give up any of those. I will say this. I also brought this up when the Corps of Engineers canceled that contract up in northern Minnesota, basically reminding everyone, yes, Native American sovereign rights supersede this. And if you guys can't promise the Native Americans you can do it, the Native Americans have a right to say, no, you're not going to do it. It tells you how far we still have yet to go when basically just following what the treaty says, the bare minimum is treated as a major victory. So I think at least there are some signs that people are acknowledging, yeah, these treaties do matter and we have to actually recognize them.
Well, I think by you having a show, me having a show and talking about this is, you know, I always say this about elections. We outnumber Republicans. So, yep. But and to acknowledge and to educate our allies, which people want to know about Native Americans, you know, they want to know this stuff. So it, for AM 950, for one, for you, Matt, to talk about these sometimes unpleasant things that happened to Native Americans, I just appreciate tremendously. And again, think of you, AM 950, as a big ally to our cause here on Turtle Island.
We have to fix this. I mean, it's been too long. As you said, 500 years. We have to start fixing this. And sitting there saying, no, is not going to do it. No, we don't need any more Thomases and Alitos. we don't need any more of those.
Matt, I was shocked. So in a good way, I was totally surprised. And especially after Roe versus Wade, I thought we were goners. And I want to give Minnesota politicians a shout out because they did MCWA.
Oh yeah, well, and also, I mean, I heard you on your show talk about the list of things specifically out of this last session that went to help the Native American tribes in the state. It really is an impressive list. This last political session, legislative session, was a little something special.
Totally, and it was the Minnesota Miracle Part 2.
Absolutely. Are you glad to be back in the five?
I love it. I love it. I can go to my boat after the show. And
wait a minute. When am I getting an invite to the boat, man?
Soon, very soon. But yeah, I mean, I can do things. Other words, and I love being your salt, our pepper. You know, you and I really. I think it's a really great combination where you're really letting us have it in a good way, and then we just kind of soft pedal everyone home.
I'm glad to be your opening act. I mean, absolutely. I'm glad to be your opening act because it is, I wish we had more shows like that because it's a show that if you don't know much about Native American issues, and let's face it, a lot of white people do not know a dang thing about Native American issues. If you listen to just one show with Robert and crew, you're going to get educated quite a bit. And you can't solve a problem unless you're willing to acknowledge the problem exists. And that's what Robert and his crew do a very good job of, just pointing out this is the problem. We need to fix it.
Yeah. And I got to give a shout out to AM 952. They get that. They get that. This is a progressive issue. We're all about Mother Earth and Father Sky and protecting it. And the natives are the last line of defense with this world and this country about protecting our water and our air. And we'll be fighting for it until we die.
This is your fight. I'm glad to be on your side. Tell me what you need me to do. That's my job. I'm just here to do what you guys need me to do. So you let me know, and I'm glad to do it for you, sir.
Well, you are doing it, and I appreciate you, Matt. And I always appreciate coming on your show, too, and promoting Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 here on AM 950.
I'll give you one last thing here, Robert. Anything you want to say on the Twins?
Oh, my goodness. two in a row. They beat the Brew Crew. What is going on? Is strikeout? Can we just strike out every third time and bat 190? Is that a thing now here?
Am I crazy, or did at the end of that first game with the Brewers, did Correa and the rest of them basically look at the coaching staff and say, okay, we're done doing it your way? That's what it feels like to me. And that was that ninth inning comeback. And then yesterday, they took care of business yesterday.
That's a really good point, because I'll tell you, Correa was swinging from the heels. And was that a changeup, wasn't it?
The triple yesterday or the home run?
The home run.
Oh, that home run. I think it was supposed to be a changeup. It came down the middle of the plate at about 70.
I think I could hit it over second base at least.
Indeed. Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake. That is up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Just make sure you stay with us throughout the afternoon right here on AM 950. Robert, an absolute privilege. Thank you very much. I appreciate your insight today.
Pina Gigi, and keep up the great work, Matt. Thank you so much.
My privilege. Robert Pilot, let's take a break. We'll come on back. I'll talk a little bit more about the case and also a little bit about the Supreme Court, because once again, I think that this is a realization that if they go down this right-wing path too far, that they're going to doom the Republicans. I'll talk a little bit about that as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
There really is no place like home. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Home Health. When you're faced with an illness or an injury, being able to stay at home and receive care is important. Our home health offers a wide range of services, including skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapies, AIDS, homemakers, in-home respite care, and 24/7 live-in care. We'll work closely with your primary care provider to come up with an individualized plan for you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Hi, Twin Cities. This is Andy Otto, Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride. I'd like to personally invite you to this year's Pride Festival in Loring Park and the Sculpture Garden. We're proud to offer something for everyone. With more artists, over 50 food vendors, an expanded pet area, and new this year, an expanded senior space. We want our community seniors to make connections. So we've created a space just for them. With a huge tent, fans, cool water, and activities like bingo and yoga. We have displays from the LGBTQ plus walking history on site. We are hosting a free Saturday morning breakfast for seniors at 9 a.m., 1 hour before the park opens. We've also expanded our youth zone, which will feature arts and crafts, a performance stage, and a free clothing exchange program we're calling Rainbow Wardrobe. We're aiming to make 2023 the biggest, most inclusive festival yet. Mark your calendars, June 23rd through the 25th. Visit tcpride.org for more information, and I will see you there.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. Our station is located on a marsh, and we do our best not to disturb that environment. So I was thrilled to discover Natural-On. Their safer products and soil tests ensure that your lawn will be healthy, lush, and green. I don't even have to worry about bringing my furry friend to the station, thanks to the great care from Natural-On. I highly recommend Natural-On to keep your lawn beautiful, healthy, without compromising safety and sustainability. More at Natural-On.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I'll get back. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that idea I have, because we have to make things right. But I want to go back to this ruling from today from the Supreme Court. So once again, ICWA was enacted in an effort to rectify historic wrongs caused by century-long campaign by the federal government to forcibly remove Native children from their homes and placing them in boarding schools and white adoptive families. The mission was to assimilate Native children into the white American mainstream. There's a great exhibit about this at the Minnesota History Museum up in the, I believe it's then now WOW section. And they talk about this and the wrongs and the disturbing treatment of the Native American children. And yeah, it's there are people, as Robert mentioned, the people that were pushing this were trying to erode Native American rights. That's why I think the 7-2 ruling is pretty remarkable. That it's it knocks down a lot. As a matter of fact, I think that there's other cases that are trying to go through the system to address Native American sovereignty. And I think they just got a very strong message that this isn't a racial issue. This is a national issue. The Native American tribes are sovereign. It's a separate nation. It's still within the United States borders and in the Canadian borders, but it is a separate nation. And basically, you have to look at it that way, that you can't just say, oh, it's about race, because that's it, by the way, isn't the only time you ever hear white people talk about race is when they feel as if they're somehow white people are being discriminated against. No, just shut up. As a white guy, can I just say, shut up, shut up. Once again, 25 to 35% of all Native American children were still, this is back in 1978, were still being taken away from Native Americans and put into foster homes before the ICWA was put into place. Once again, Deb Holland, and this is the Brackeen was the family. Justice Amy Cohen, Coney Barrett wrote the majority opinion, joined by the six other justices. Thomas and Alito were the only dissensions. The Brackeens challenged the ICWA after a long legal battle with the Navajo Nation to adopt a Native child. The couple eventually adopted the child, and are now trying to adopt the boy's half-sister, who has lived with them since infancy. The Navajo Nation has opposed the adoption. The Brackeens, who were joined by other families in Texas, Indiana, and Louisiana, had argued it was unconstitutional for the federal government to racially discriminate against non-Native adoptive families. The plaintiffs also argued the Congress didn't have the authority to pass the ICWA, as family custody disputes are handled by states. The Supreme Court rejected those arguments. The issues are complicated, Barrett wrote, but the bottom line is there's a freaking treaty. How about that? How about I say it like that? And the treaty supersedes the Constitution. But the bottom line is what we reject all of the petitioners' challenges to the statute, some on the merits and others for lack of standing. Alito in his dissent said, well, I'm not going to even get to that because it's just stupid beyond stupid and racist, too. Decisions about child custody, foster care, and adoption are core state functions. The paramount concern in these cases has long been the best interest of the childhood involved. Alito wrote, now I'm back. I thought I'd skipped all of his paragraphs. I'm not going to even read that. Tribal leaders on Thursday praised the Supreme Court's decision, saying it was a major victory for Native tribes, children, the future of the culture and the heritage. We hope this decision will lay to rest the political attacks aimed at diminishing tribal sovereignty and creating instability throughout Indian law that have persisted for too long, said leaders of the Cherokee Nation, Morongo Band of the Missionary Mission Indians, Oneida Nation, and Quinault Indian Nation in a statement. Justice Neil Gorsuch, in a concurring opinion, joined the justices, Sonia Sotomayor, Brown Jackson, and was pleased with the court's opinion in full, adding that he wanted to note that the historical significance of the opinion. The Indian Child Welfare Act did not emerge from a vacuum. It came from as a direct response to the mass removal of Indian children from their families during the 1950s, 60s, 70s by state officials and private parties, Gorsuch wrote. And once again, this is the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, not the 1800s. They were still doing this well into, in my lifetime, in Pilate's lifetime, they were still doing this. And it's all in all its many forms, the dissolution of the Indian family has had a devastating effects on children and parents alike. It also presented an existential threat to the continued vitality of the tribes, something many federal and state officials over the years saw as a feature, not as a flaw. Native rights proponents have argued that the Brackeen case was an attack on tribal sovereignty, and reporting from Rebecca Nagel, host of the podcast This Land, found that the lawyers behind the Brackeen case were backed by right-wing interest groups who have filed other cases challenging tribal sovereignty. Good luck with that, jackasses. In a statement, the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Deb Holland, the first Native American to serve in the president's cabinet, praised the Supreme Court's decision. For nearly two centuries, federal policies promoted the forced removal of Indian children from their families and communities through boarding schools, foster care, and adoption. She said those policies were a targeted attack on the existence of tribes and inflicted trauma on children, families, and communities that people continue to feel today. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. One last thing here. Right? Biden did chime in on as well. These were acts of unspeakable cruelty that affected generations of Native children and threatened their very survival of the tribal nations. Biden said the Indian Child Welfare Act was our nation's promise never again. So there you go. Let's take a break. I want to come back. I'll touch on my Supreme Court thought, and then I think it is time for us to start coming up with ideas to pay back for the insane, catastrophic historical wrongs. And I've come up with one that is not going to necessarily hurt too many people and could actually end up doing a lot of good for not only the Native American people, but the descendants of slaves as well. Let's talk about that when I do return. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
If you want to kiss me, I liked it better when you improvise a story we had.
Hi, I'm Kelly Tanky.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Tune in to AM 950's newest show, Searching for Service, a show designed to help current and future Rotarians find purpose through service.
We are dedicated to sharing stories, experiences, and opportunities for those searching for purpose, value, and meaning.
But more importantly, connection through community. Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcasts.
It's time to stop searching and start serving.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Check out the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis on the corner of 29th and Johnson for a delicious meal any time of the day. Breakfast favorites include Jean's Mean Fried Egg Sandwich and the Drunken Banana French Toast. While for dinner, try selections like the fabulous Swedish Meatballs or Wild Rice Gumbo. Hazel's Northeast is located on the corner of 29th Avenue and Johnson Street, just a few minutes away from 35W. View Hazel's menu, make a reservation, or place a takeout order at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hi, it's Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings, heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 950. Each week, I bring you timely information on finances, AARP updates, Minnesota Department of Health information, what's going on around our area, a spiritual message, my words to the wise, history notes, and more. So tune in this Saturday at 11 a.m. for New Beginnings with me, Freddie Bell. I'll see you then.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies and haze today with a high near 77. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And Friday, sunny with a high around 81.
Clean ingredients and bold flavors are the hallmarks of 30 Bales in Hopkins. Their signature burgers, seasonal salads, and carefully crafted entrees celebrate the best of the Midwest. Located across the street from the Hopkins Center for the Arts at 1106 Main Street with plenty of free parking. More at 30bales.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So I find this be interesting because, once again, there were a lot of Native American tribes who were very vocal. They thought this was going to be the end of the ICWA, and that this was going to wipe out some of their sovereignty. But this was a firm establishing of this, with, you know, once again, Barrett writes the argument for Native American sovereignty. Gorsuch goes with the liberals and says this is something we need to get, we need to make right. And so, and granted, it is specific to the Indian Child Welfare Act. And if you've read any history about what actually happened in the Native American children, you would be, A, first of all, weeping on the floor, because you should be, because it was truly horrible. But as well, you would say, yeah, never again. This makes no sense. Which, by the way, just what in the hell is wrong with Alito and Thomas? I mean, I get it. Yeah, well, okay, I think we can. They sure seem to be racist pigs. And I mean, I can say this about Clarence Thomas. And I understand he's black, but he has a friend who's like Johnny Nazi, who's flying them all over the place. And I asked the question last week, is Clarence Thomas just like Kanye West, only a lot quieter? Where, you know, there's just this, you know, love of, I don't know. But it's, you know, both of them seem bought and paid for by the highest bidder. That's at least the impression I get. And you want to know why the Supreme Court is losing credibility? Example A and B are Alito and Thomas. Now, that being said, Once again, that's just on the Indian Child Welfare Act. I'm sure these other cases are frantically, I think that they're going to go over these this act. The statement is very clear. This is not a racial issue. This is a sovereign nation within the borders of the United States. So they have rights. That ruling by the Corps of Army Engineers was the same thing. It's like they're a sovereign nation. They can determine what pollution standards they have for their waters. And if you can't meet that, that's on you. So, you know, it is interesting to see. I think that part of this as well, though, people still don't really grasp the seismic shift that happened after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and that you have lost, Republicans have lost a substantial amount of women voters and a shocking amount of Generation Z, who I talk to Generation Z all the time because all three of my kids are Generation Z, so I'll talk to them. They want nothing to do with the Republican Party. The Republican brand in anyone under the age of 25 is garbage. And I say this as a kid that went to a diner in the Reagan 80s, and I'd say at least 30% of the school were proud Republicans. I remember when my son was in high school. He graduated high school in 2020. But when he was there, they had a Republican club within the school that had like 40 people in it, out of a school of a few, you know, 1,000 plus. But they had a Republican club. I asked my daughter, who's in high school now, is there a Republican club? I said, I think there is, but there's like 4 people in it. That's it. The Republicans did a tremendous amount of damage. And if they keep putting rulings down, which are basically poor white people, poor Christians, I think the damage that was done in those rulings, because remember, there were other rulings that came out when they overturned Roe v. Wade, which were just as heinous, that praying, forcing the football team to pray on the football field is perfectly okay on a public school field. That was unbelievable. And so I think the Supreme Court is frantically trying to get away from rulings, 5-4 rulings that undermine what the majority of people think. And I can only think about the fact that if this would have come back 5-4 and they're saying, yep, white people can just yank Native Americans out of their homes and out of their tribes and adopt them still. Ugh, that would have been horrible. Now, I want to touch on that issue that I touched on with Robert about how we as white America not only make up for the mistakes of and the heinous crimes. How about I say it? Not mistakes. Mistakes downplays it. The heinous crimes against humanity portrayed upon the Native American peoples of this nation, as well as also the crimes of stealing Africans from their homelands, drag them to the United States, and putting them into indentured servitude. These two things happened. You may not like it. They happened. I don't like it. I think it's horrible. But we need to deal with this, not in a few hundred more years. Today, we need to start dealing with this. I brought up that opening statement that you hear, and you hear it a lot. We'd like to acknowledge the fact that we are on Native land, which is nice. I mean, it is nice. But as Native Americans will point out, and Robert has pointed out, that's for white people. It's kind of like when, you know, pro-gun Christians say, I'm going to pray for victims of gun violence. You're not praying for the gun violence. You're praying for yourself. Then you admonish yourself of any feeling of guilt for basically pushing guns on American society. That's why you're doing it. I think it is, I don't want to say it's worthless, because I think it is important, especially when you go to someplace like the Guthrie and you have people there who are not exposed to this idea, that you still say this. We have to acknowledge this is Native American land, and that's the case. But the point of the MC of the powwow that I was at, which is, that's like you coming up to me, taking my purse and saying, I would like to acknowledge that this is your purse, and then just walking away with it. For them, it's not really doing anything. So then the question started rolling around in my mind about, what do we do? Now, there are some people within the Native American tribes who say, time for the white people to leave. And they're blunt about it. And I'm not going to be critical of them, because if you actually read the history of how Native Americans were treated in this country, the trail of tears alone, my God. I can understand the frustration that Native Americans have with white people. There's a slight problem with that, though. If you're just going to boot white people off their land and or send them back to Germany, you're going to be sending people who've been here, their families have been here for 200 years, don't even speak German, don't even have any recollection there. There's a little problem with Germany taking them back. I'm using Germany as the example. Would Germany want them to come back, let alone would they have anything to go back to? So then the question is, well, do you then put them in what concentration camps for the white people? And that's the, here's your area. We're going to set this area aside and go. It would be, considering how many times white people kept pushing Native Americans off of quality land and pushing them on what was considered to be lesser and lesser land, it would be something that would have definitely a string of irony on it, for sure. But the reality is I just don't think... The path there is solution. Now, I do agree 100% with the idea. We just gave back one of the state parks to the Native American tribes. I'm not against some of that action. I'm not against that. And letting the Native American tribes take over the management of these lands, I think, is a good idea. And then, by the way, give them overriding authority over what does and does not go across their land. Heaven forbid. God forbid we actually don't have a company punching holes in the bottom of the Mississippi River. We're going to be really, really safe. Sure you are. Sure you are. You probably shouldn't have let us do this. No, we shouldn't have. So this gets complicated. What do we do? As Robert quite, straightforward pointed out, there's an argument that you get out there within white groups. One is, well, they got casinos now. I wish I had a casino. Well, the vast majority of Native American tribes, Native American nations, do not have a casino. So that's a false argument. I also have heard from multiple people, especially in the state of Minnesota, it's like, well, they got fishing rights there. That's somehow, the very basic least we could do on a treaty and giving them rights over the water and the land that they did own is somehow a bridge too far. I don't quite get that either. So what do we do? Because anything you do, racist dude's going to start, don't you dare. You already know it. I mean, isn't that the entire argument of this case, is that you're being racist against white people and they're fighting. There was money put aside to try to get minorities into farming and they're trying to fight. That's like that money should be for white people, too. That's just what racists do. It's just what racists do. They completely ignore the fact that it's the dominant majority and act as if we're the poor victim. So I started thinking about it. And it started rolling around in my head. What is the idea? What could we do to make up not only for the mistreatment of the Native Americans, but as well for the horrific mistreatment of the slaves? What could we do for their ancestors? So I went and pulled up, what's the total retail sales in the United States? Retail sales is $5.23 trillion. Now, so this is from the National Retail Federation. So this is the estimate for 2023. Retail sales in the United States would be $5.23 trillion. All right. So when you go to Matt's Math Corner, all right, because give me a second here. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this. So 523, right? 523, yep. 523. I'm just going to have to do this in billions, I think, because I don't think my calculator will let me go that high into the trillions. Or will it? It will. Oh, it does let me go into the trillions. Okay. So $5,230,000,000,000. All right. Followed by nine zeros. All right. Then if we took and we implemented a national retail tax of 1/100 of a cent per dollar. 1/100 of a cent per dollar, which would basically mean for every $100 you spend, for every $100 you spend, you are going to be looking at one penny. For every $1, $100, $100 you spend, it would be one penny of tax for every $100. No one would miss that. No one would miss that. Here's where it gets a little tricky. When you're doing a hundredth of a cent, you've got to hit times this by 0.0001. Yeah, there it is. Be $523 million every year. $523 million. Every year. No one would miss it. It's 1/100th of a cent. No one would miss it. Heck, I mean, it would take probably five orders at a fast food restaurant just to get to one penny. No one would miss it. You're having a pizza party for your kids at a pizza ranch or something like that. Maybe 1.2 pennies in tax. Nothing. No one would miss it. Oh, I guarantee you, racist white guy would be out there tomorrow going, they took a penny from me. Yeah, shut up. No one cares. And frankly, let's go to $1,000. That'd be 10 cents, okay? If you basically are crippled by 10 cents on a $1,000 purchase, maybe you shouldn't be making that $1,000 purchase. That's just me. But heaven forbid we start going logical. So we set aside every year $523 million. Split that between the Native American tribes and the descendants of African American slaves. It would not go very far, but we do that every year, and that number would get bigger as retail sales rise. And maybe after 50 years, when we actually start showing that we're willing to invest in the Native American tribes and invest in the descendants of African American slaves, maybe we actually can start saying we're starting to make some progress on making right the wrongs. 50 years. No one would miss the money. No one would miss it. I think it's time we actually start having that discussion, because you know what? That's not a bad idea. And that money would do a lot of good. A lot of good. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Your thoughts on that, you're more than welcome to chime in. We'll take a break, wrap up hour two, or hour number one when we come back. Get ready for hour number two. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
2023 is here, and you can make it the year of the eagle with the National Eagle Center. You and your family can enjoy exciting eagle experiences, including field trips, private habitat tours, and exclusive behind-the-scenes tours. Meet live eagles up close, view bald eagles and golden eagles in the wild, and receive personal one-on-one education with dedicated and knowledgeable eagle experts as you journey into the world of eagles like never before. Learn more and plan your unforgettable eagle experience today at nationaleaglecenter.org/experiences.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I want to get the caller in here. Matt's in South Minneapolis, wanted to chime in this afternoon. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. I hope your back recovery is coming along smooth.
It is. Thank you.
Nice to see the pictures of you getting out and about again. There were two things I just kind of wanted to comment on. I definitely believe, I don't believe you said it, but I believe that the discussion of reparations is definitely absolutely in line of like a start to making amends for just the atrocities that we have done in the United States. And then I also wanted to comment, we keep hearing these Republicans use the term reverse racism and whatnot. And when I read the biography of Malcolm X when I was 13 years old, the definition of racism is people who possess the political, financial, and the systemic power to oppress the people. And by that definition alone, you cannot be brown-skinned and be considered racist. And I just kind of, like, for those folks that keep saying, oh, well, you know, they're being racist against us, and, you know, like, they're using all the woke nonsense to try and fight against, like, people who are just trying to do the right thing and recognize the fact that we as a culture have got to change and come to terms with the sins of our country.
Well, and Matt, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate the phone call there. It comes down to the fact that you're exactly right. It's just that people feel as if making amends for something is wrong. And the same people who will throw an absolute fit because you didn't put the caramel swirl on my damn coffee. I want a free cup of coffee. When you look and say, hey, you see what the disgrace of how white America treated Native Americans? We need to make up for that. You're stealing money from me. Not just it's you, you know. You got to fix that. Oh, by the way, if we did, I just did the math here. I said, well, okay, well, let's not just do 1 cent. Let's do, you know, 2/100ths of a cent. Tax on all retail, that would make $1 billion. That's not bad. And when you think about the amount of people that either white America double-crossed, tricked, stole, betrayed, or enslaved to build this country, we need to start doing something outside of talking about, yeah, I didn't do that. Well, I'd hope you didn't do any of that. But your insistence that we don't address the crime, you're starting to get down that category of bad then. And that's not called woke. But once again, woke is the term when basically white America wants to argue against something, but they know they can't do so without sounding like racist jackasses. They scream, woke! That's what that is. How about I say this? Shut up, okay? You're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. I'm trying to come up with solutions. But the reality is I'm going to get out of the way and let the Native Americans and the descendants of the slaves tell me what they want, what they need. Hour 2, that's coming up next.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at minnesotanewsnetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Elizabeth, the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. Each week, our show explores higher consciousness and pathways to freedom with heart-centered thought leaders. We shine a light on your brilliance, what you pay attention to, and how that has supported your process of becoming free from the heavier issues that affect you. There are many pathways to sovereignty. Join us each week as we explore your sovereignty.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave.